Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor Apostle Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Our motto comes from James chapter 5. verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that is the reason why we are here every day from Tuesdays to Fridays to pray one for another. We are here to pray with you, for you, and right along beside you. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare.
watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
I bleed the blood.
I bleed the blood.
There's power in the blood.
I bleed the blood.
Healing in the blood.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Be Willing to Go Out on a Limb with Me. Amen. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 23 and 4, where it says, Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Psalms 9 and 10, and it says, Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Amen. Praise God. My third scripture reading is coming from John 12 and 26, and it says, Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title, Be Willing to Go Out on a Limb with Me. If that is where I am leading you, it is the safest place to be. Your desire to live a risk-free life is a form of unbelief. Your longing to live close to me is at odds with your attempts to minimize risk. You are approaching a crossroad in your journey. In order to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your tendency to play it safe. Let me lead you step by step through this day. If your primary focus is on me, you can walk along perilous paths without being afraid. Eventually, you will learn to relax and enjoy the adventures of our journey together. As long as you stay close to me, my sovereign presence protects you wherever you go. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you, as it is always unto me. Let us pray. Lord, give me the wisdom to be a good listener. Help me listen carefully to my family, to my friends, and most importantly, to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Duvos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Bye.
Amen. Victory today is mine. God bless you, caller. How are you this evening? And do you have a prayer request? Amen. Amen. Praise God. So again, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here at 7 p.m. to bless our hearts with a wonderful word from the Lord. So right now, I'm going to play a selection, The Heart of the Spirit. Praise be to God, by the Wiki Tones. Amen.
The Heart of the Spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of the Spirit lives eternally, leading me, guiding me, and restoring me. Called to walk in the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King. Coming back for a church without a spot.
Amen. Praise be to God, the heart of the Spirit. So let me ask you this question. Do you put God in his rightful place? Exodus 20:3 tells us, do not have other gods before me. Now, as you think about the nature of your relationship with God, remember this, you will always have some type of relationship with him. It is inevitable that your life must be lived in relationship to God. Now, the question is not if you will have a relationship with him. The burning question is whether that relationship will be one that seeks to honor him or not. So are you willing to place God first in your life? And are you willing to welcome him into your heart? Unless you can honestly answer these questions with a resounding yes, then your relationship with God isn't what it could be or should be. But thankfully, God is always available. He's always ready to forgive, and he's waiting to hear from you now. The rest, of course, to you. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, your love is eternal and your laws are everlasting. When we obey your commandments, we are blessed. Today, we invite you to reign over every corner of our heart. We will have faith in you. Father, we will sense your presence. We will accept your love. And Lord, we will trust your will. And we will praise you for the Savior of our life. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to play another selection, and it's The Blessings of Abraham by Donald Lawrence. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this selection.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tribe 16 Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all. Yeah. somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours. It's yours.
Ah.
It's your inheritance.
Wave your hands if you know you're gonna go get it.
Blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. Okay, let us pray and then I will play another selection. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, prayer. Your holy word commands us to pray without ceasing. In all things, great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad, let us seek your wisdom and strength in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us. What thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoy this next selection.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now.
We proclaim
mighty power.
worship. Hallelujah.
Lord, come upon us now. Your power.
We need your power.
And let your presence,
let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of the citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yes, yes, yes.
come to your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let your presence fall. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on, let's shake it up. Y'all, shake it up.
Amen. Praise God. Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to us. Let us use it. When we stray from your holy word, Lord, we suffer. But when we place your word at the very center of our life, we are blessed. Make us a faithful student of your word, so that we might be a faithful servant in your world, this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, it is time for our daily bread. Amen, which is entitled, A Great Multitude. And now scripture reading for this message is coming from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. And it says, praise from the great crowd. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great shout, with a great roar. Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. They sang, Amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Revelation 7 and 9, where it says, "Before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language." Amen? Again, the title, A Great Multitude. The writer says, when we came together for our Sunday morning church service with joy and anticipation, although we were spatially distanced because of the COVID, the coronavirus pandemic, we welcome the opportunity to celebrate Gavin and Tijana's wedding. Our technological gift, Iranian friends broadcast the service to the friends and family spread out geographically, including in Spain, Poland, and Siberia. This creative approach helped us overcome the constraints as we rejoice in the covenant of marriage. God's Spirit united us and gave us joy. That Sunday morning, with our wonderfully multinational congregation, was a small taste of the glory to come when people from every nation, tribe, people, and language will stand before God in heaven in Revelation 7 and 9. The beloved disciple John glimpsed this great multitude in a vision he recounts in the book of Revelation. There, those gathered will worship God together along with the angels and elders. Praise the glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to be our God forever and ever, in verse 12. The union and marriage of Jesus and his international bride, the wedding supper of the Lamb, 19 and 9, will be an amazing time of worship and celebration. Our experience at our Sunday church service with people from many nations points to this celebration that one day we will enjoy. While we wait in hope for that joyful event, we can embrace the practice of feasting and rejoicing among God's people. Amen? Praise God. Question, how do you picture the wedding supper of the Lamb? And how does being invited to this celebration affect your daily life? Think about those two questions. Amen? Let us pray. Lamb of God, thank you for the invitation to the heavenly wedding. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer. And we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. So as I play another selection while we're waiting, praise God, because nothing is impossible for God.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength.
Amen. Nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you guys. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Amen. It's in Woo! Your hands.
Okie dokie. Praise oh, God. My goodness. I'm sitting here trying to cool off a little bit.
Huh?
But I thank God. Woo! Huh? Yeah, it was just a little.
Too hot?
Yeah, I was sweating, but now I'm cool because God's got an awesome word for us tonight. And so I'm just thankful. Okay, I'm ready now. I'm just thankful for all that God is doing. And I don't know about anybody else. I know a lot of people are looking at the news and everything that's going on around the world, and they're forgetting to look at God.
Mm-hmm.
God is still moving and God is still in control. And I'm telling you, he's doing some awesome things. On all of this here, it's nothing but a distraction.
That's right.
And Satan has sent it forth to keep our eyes off God,
mm-hmm.
to make us think God is not in control. I heard some things on the radio with some of those Christian channels, and I had to stop. I said, did somebody turn my channel? And I looked, and it was still,
nope.
You know, it was still a Christian channel. And I'm going, what in the world are they saying?
Exactly.
I tell you, that's why God says that we should hold fast.
Mm-hmm.
Hold fast to that which we believe. Paul said it. Whose doctrine are you following right now?
Come on now, preach it.
Who bewitched you to get you turned away from the gospel of Jesus? Because that is not his gospel. So that let us know that in the end times, and there's going to be later days when people will start turning away from the gospel of Jesus and turning to other things.
Amen. And that's so sad.
Because it almost seems, what they're saying almost seems to make sense.
Mm.
Almost. But if you're rooted and grounded in the word of God, it will not make sense to you because the Holy Ghost won't let it.
Amen.
Yeah. And so one of the things the lady was saying, she says, you know, and I thought I wasn't on a Christian channel. She says, you know, how do you feel about the women when they say, you know what? God is so good. The Holy Ghost says, say that for Saturday. So if you want to hear that, you're going to have to tune in on Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Right.
We have Talk in the Sanctuary. But right now, I've got to preach. So I can't tell you what I was about to tell you because I've got to preach. So
Amen.
If you want to hear the topic of discussion, tune in the same station, same channel, Saturdays at 11 a.m., Talk in the Sanctuary.
Well,
here we go. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you, oh God, for another day of life, health, and strength that
yes,
you even Lord. Allowed us to see another day, oh God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough tongues to say thank you, but we attempt to every day. We wake up saying, thank you, God. Thank you
That's
for my
right.
life, health, and strength. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my children, protecting
yes.
them from danger, seen, and unforeseen. We have a thank
yes,
you
Lord.
On our lips every day.
Yes, Lord.
We have so much to be thankful for, God. And we're grateful that you've given us the opportunity to continue to thank you. And we don't take it for granted that we're still here. with the ability to use our voice to say thank you.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like the nine that never came back to say thank you. We're going to take every chance we can to say thank you. Thank you for doing it, God. What is it? All of it. Thank
That's
you for
right.
doing it. Now,
Hallelujah.
Father God, I'm going to move out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to speak your word, oh God, that someone is going to be encouraged today. Someone is going to be lifted up and all are going to be blessed. And you and only you will get the glory. We ask that you have your way right now with this word. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen and amen.
Amen.
Have your way, God. Oh, I tell you, do not tell God that you want to do something for him if you don't mean it. Because soon as you say, Lord, use me. Yeah, he's like, oh, a willing vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And he will use you up.
Yes,
so
he will.
I thank God because there was something I told him I wanted to do. And he said, I'm looking on my phone now, not even on my computer, on my phone. And all of this information is coming on my phone. I said, what in the world? Lord, thank you. I didn't even know I still had all that stuff. So thank God. We're going to get into this word so I can get out of your way. Thank you guys for tuning in, whether you on the telephone, on the radio, or however you are under the sound of my voice. I pray that you will get everything you need to get from God, that you will hear him and not Pastor Kathy.
Amen.
Here we go. Thank you, God. We are going to be coming from... And it's short and sweet, too. Ooh. John chapter 4, verses 30-32. And that's in the middle of your Bible, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 30-32. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, God. Have your way, Father. Mm-hmm. Verse 30. So they left the town and made their way towards Jesus. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he told them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Goodness. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is Eat This.
Eat.
Yes, Lord. Eat this. Mm-hmm. I tell you, sometimes we get so caught up in what God has anointed us to do that we don't realize what he's telling us to do. Yeah, and so because of that, we lose sight or we lose focus on what he's really trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so busy thinking we're doing it that we don't realize that when he says, who told you to do it that way? That ain't what I'm trying to do. This is all I need you to do. And what did I need you to do? Now, he needed them to go into town so he could have time with the woman at the well.
Yes.
And what was the purpose? See, they lost sight of the purpose. They forgot that it was all about building up the kingdom of God. Or better yet, the way he broke it about down to them, he said, I'm being about my father's business.
Yes.
That was his father's business, to build up the kingdom.
Amen.
To save lives. Come on now. And so he had them go away because you don't know, like I know, who's coming to the well.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's sneaking, oh my goodness, glory to God. If she's sneaking to the well, it's because she has a reputation. She don't want anybody to see her. So if she sees, oh my goodness, God, I love you. If she sees you at the well, she won't come to me. So I need y'all to go away. Go ahead into town. Go on. Go. I need to be alone.
Amen.
And so when she was looking around and she's in the water and she scooted to that well and oops, ran right into Jesus. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But see, they don't understand all of that. Oh my goodness, this better help somebody. All of that was God's purpose all along. Y'all didn't just happen to go into town. I sent you into town. I didn't happen to be sitting here. I purposed myself to be here.
Amen. Yes.
Because I knew she was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So he did all that because that's not the message today. He did all that. And when they got back and they saw him, they said, Rabbi, you need to eat something. Rabbi sitting there looking at them. Ooh, how long do I got to be with y'all before y'all understand my purpose of being here? How long, children? How long?
Amen.
That's like your mother or your father saying, how many times I got to tell you, don't do it like that. I have my reasons for wanting you to do it the way I tell you to do it.
That's right. Yes.
That's like your parents telling you that because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus sitting there and they said, Rabbi, you need to eat something. Now watch this. We know that rabbi means teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost gave me a twist. I was like, oh, that's funny. You got jokes too, Holy Ghost. Watch this. He said, that's like saying, Rabbi, eat yourself. Are you going to look down at a steak and say, oh, you might be hungry. Why don't you eat yourself?
Mm-mm.
And I'm thinking, well, that sounds a little crazy. He says, so then why would you look at the bread of life and say, you got to be hungry?
Mm-hmm.
You looking at the food, telling the food to eat. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you.
Come on now.
You know
why? That's
because
good
you
stuff.
Don't realize he's the food.
That's right.
That's why.
So good.
If you
so
really
good.
Understood that he was the bread of life, you would not look at the bread and say, you need to eat.
Exactly. Mm-mm-mm.
I'm the bread of life. I just told a woman back there, I can give you water, living water, and you'll never thirst again. Not only am I the bread of life, my goodness, glory to God, I'm living water.
Yes.
When you taste and treat, that's a, oh my goodness, glory to God. If you taste what I have, you will never hunger or thirst again. But this natural body thinks it's hungry. Oh my goodness. And so what do? Naturally, you feed it.
That's right.
I don't know how many of you have been sitting here studying God's word. Just sitting there studying God's word, and it is so, so good. It is so, and you sitting there, and you just studying. You go, oh, my goodness. Oh, and you writing all over your Bible and doing all this, making all these notes. And you go, oh, my goodness, this is good. And you sat down at 3 o'clock, and when you finished and you got up, it was 9 o'clock in the night.
Come on, man. You get
and you look and go,
word.
It's only 9 o'clock. I just sat down.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've been sitting down since 3 o'clock.
All right.
But
now.
It was so good. Watch this now. It was so good. You
so
didn't
good.
Get hungry. You didn't get thirsty because you were eating.
That's right.
Come on now.
Amen.
You were already eating.
That's right.
So at 9 o'clock, guess what you did? You would have said, oh, I can't believe a whole day passed. And you never even thought about food or nothing. You went in there, took a shower, and got in your bed.
That's
right. Why? Because you were full
of the word of God.
Because you had already eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the disciple says, Rabbi, you need to eat something, and he says, the food that I have, you know nothing about.
That's right.
You don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
I am the provider. I am the food.
That's right.
Come on.
Yes,
how long
Thank
I got
you.
To be
Thank
with you,
you
before
Lord.
You recognize that?
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
And you know what they marveled among themselves? Did somebody already bring him something to eat?
Of course they say that.
See, that's why he told them, the food that I have, you know nothing about. Because if you knew about the food that I have, come on now, then you wouldn't be sitting there going, did somebody sneak and bring him something to eat? And Jesus is looking at him, looking at those disciples going, Lord, help me. Look at my babies. They don't know nothing about what our mission is. Because they think I'm hungry. He said, the things that I hunger after. Watch this. This is good stuff. You look in the contract. He said, the things that satisfy me, my strongest desire, the thing that quenches my thirst, is that I may continuously do the will of my Father.
Amen, amen.
And when I'm out doing it, that's all the food I need to see the kingdom of God being built up, souls being saved. Lives being saved, souls coming to Christ and lives being saved. Come on. That's all I need to eat. I'm not hungry.
That's right.
Who cooks a Thanksgiving dinner and then look at the dinner and go, you hungry? What's the turkey going to do? Look back at you and go, gobble, gobble, yeah. What you going to say? I already stuffed you.
Oh.
That was a joke right off the press.
Amen.
What else did I got to use that
again?
So, but my thing is, think about how silly that sounds. To look at your meal and say, you hungry? But when they looked at Jesus and asked him, was he hungry or he needs to eat? That's what they were doing. They were looking at their meal saying, you need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God made it plain and clear. I am the bread of life, and I am living water.
That's right.
I don't need to eat. You might need to eat. I don't need to eat. Come on now. When I see souls coming to the Father, that's my meal.
Yes.
Yeah, when I see people giving their lives to Christ,
amen,
when saving their lives instead of staying in sin,
that's
and
right.
The wages of sin is death. So when I see souls saying, you know what, I want to die, I want to live, I want to give my life to Christ, that's all the food I need.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And he's looking at his people going, eat this. What? This. What? This. What is it? I am this. Didn't he tell Moses, tell him, I am?
Yep.
I am who I am.
Amen.
I am this. This is all you need to eat, really. Because
that's
the rest of the stuff that, oh my goodness, glory to God, the rest of the stuff that you're so worried about, huh? He said, do the birds of the air think about where they're going to get food and all? No, but they still eat. Come on now. So that means while you're worried about food, oh, my goodness, glory to God, you ought to be worried about your life.
Amen. Yes.
You worry about your life, I will feed you.
He sure will.
And so what he's saying, he says, worry about your life because your life is dictating how you live your life is dictating where you're going to spend eternity.
That's right.
And if you don't spend eternity in heaven, then you are making my work null and void. I'm here to prepare a place for you. But in order for me to prepare a place for you, I have to prepare you.
There you go.
To come to that place.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God.
And so,
I need you to eat this.
Mm-hmm.
Eat this, the bread of life. He looked at the woman at the well. He says, give me some of that water. He says, the water that I have, you will never, ever thirst again. So he looked back at the disciples and said, why don't y'all eat this?
Yeah.
So you can go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do that without eating this.
That's right.
Because this is going to lead and guide you in the way you ought to go.
Yeah.
It's going to let you know the next time you see me, you don't need to ask me, am I hungry?
Amen.
Because you will have an understanding. If you eat this, then you will know that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
So my Word is all the food necessary.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, you're going to realize I'm not a natural man. I am a supernatural man. Things that your body craves for, I don't have time to crave for that nonsense. I have got to do the will of the Father. And by doing this, guess what he was doing? He was teaching them how to pray. He was teaching them how to put the word of God on their lips, a prayer that they should be focused on. And what is that? To pray so that they will do the will of the Father.
Amen.
That's what he was trying to get them to understand. And and my thing is, I'm telling you right now, when you're praying, and you know, we have this long list of things, like it's a Christmas list. We got this long list. Lord, can you do this? And Lord, can you do that? And Lord, I need. And Lord, I want. And Lord, bring me. And Lord, can you? Oh, Lord.
Yes.
And then after that, watch this now. This is good. And then after that, we go, okay, Lord, well, let your will be done. You know what that is? That's looking at the person in the restaurant saying, give me some of those buttered rolls and let me have a steak medium well. Give me some salad. Bring me some of that macaroni and cheese, and I'll take some cabbage too. And it's okay. Give me some cornbread too. Oh, I'll take that. Oh, yeah, and I'll have a peach pie. Bring it to me now because I don't want to wait. When I finish eating, I want to eat my dessert.
Yes.
And you order all that and go, oh, yeah, and give me a Diet Coke.
Oh,
so the person that's taking your order is going, really? You want a Diet Coke after all of this? And so God is saying, when you pray those prayers and you say, I need this, I want this, and can you help me get this? And Lord, make a way here. And Lord, do this and do that. And then you go, well, Lord, let your will be done. That's you saying, and give me a Diet Coke.
All right.
Because guess what? When Jesus went up the mountain to pray, he said one thing. Lord, if you could let this cup pass from before me, but nevertheless, thy will be done.
Yes. Thank you, God.
He didn't give him these people ain't worth it. Look what they're doing. This is horrible. I don't feel good. They are to kill me. They're already killing me because they just don't listen to me. He didn't say any of that.
Wow.
He said, if you could let this cup pass, but nevertheless, thy will be done. And guess what? In that prayer, he said, if you could let this cup pass, but nevertheless. And guess what most people focus on? If you could let this cup pass. They should be focusing on, nevertheless, thy will be done.
That's right.
He was teaching us the importance of praying, thy will be done.
Amen.
Because if you got the Savior standing there going, nevertheless, Father, thy will be done.
Yes.
Then you know. If it was important enough for the Savior to say, it's important enough for you to say. And don't put it behind that long list of things you need from the Father. How about this sometime? Just say, Father, you know my needs and my desires. You know them better than I do. Today I'm just going to say,
let thy will be done.
Amen.
And then once you do that, he's going to look at, Jesus going to look at the Father and go, I believe they've been eating right. They have just started eating the right food.
Mm.
Yeah, because you've been partaking of the bread of life.
Amen.
That's why he said, eat this.
Amen.
You know what? My mother used to do it all the time, and now I look at these young people and I don't even get how they do things, but okay, they're young. I don't know. My mother used to come in there. She cooked dinner. She put dinner on the table. Y'all come and eat. Everybody coming in and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person said, I don't like that. I want to eat something else. I don't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said, y'all come and eat. We ran in there. We sat down to the table. We ate.
Mm-hmm.
And if she didn't have enough to give us seconds, she let you know ahead of time, don't ask for no more. This is it. If she didn't say that, then you knew at the end, you could say, Mom, can I have some more, please? Do you hear me?
Yes.
You would say, Mom, can I have some more, please? You don't get up running over there and just taking what you want and forgetting about the other four kids that need to get some more, too.
That's right.
You went through her because she knew, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because she knew that the other kids were going to want some more. So she knew how to ration it out.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I look at these kids nowadays, and they're eating it all like they don't got brothers and sisters. And I'm going, hey, what about the brother?
Mm-hmm.
And the mother or the father is looking at me going, that's how they do. Whoever get there first, they don't even care about each other. And I'm looking at the parent going, and you find that acceptable?
Nope. Not
that
at
they
all.
Haven't learned how to share with one another?
Mm-mm.
Is that acceptable? That ought to be sad to you. Because I'm saying, if this is how you treat your brother or your sister, how are you going to treat a stranger?
Hmm. You're worse.
And I'm saying to myself, you to the mother and the father, you do realize you're going to get old one day, right? And this right here is showing you your child's character. They're not going to be concerned enough to want to sit there and take care of you.
Yes.
I'm going to sing Pastor Stephen's praises. And not because I'm singing his praises, but he was there in the time when I was growing up. His mother would get up because she was a preacher. And that's all she knew how to do. She wanted to preach. She had three kids die. She had a husband die. She's still preaching. She's still going on. Like, God, let your will be done. She's still doing it. And so she'd get up and she'd get dressed, take a shower and everything. And I wasn't there. I can only imagine that Pastor Stephen, once he heard the water running, that he knew she was getting ready to go somewhere.
Mm.
And so she come out, or she got on her preach clothes, not a robe. She just got on clothes knowing that she get ready to go visit the hospitals, go visit people in their homes, take food to this one, take food to that. And so by the time she come out the room, Pastor Stephen done took a shower, and he's standing there waiting on. She said, what you doing? He said, I'm going with you. She said, you going with me? You know where I'm going? He said, I'm going wherever you go. Well, come on then. And he followed her around,
mm-hmm.
taking food to people that were hungry. He followed her around, going to pray for people in their time of need. He followed her everywhere she went. He carried the food. He opened the doors. And guess what? When she got older and sick, guess what he was doing? Sitting there tending to her.
Amen.
Because his character was developed when he was young.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
So all these young parents that saying, oh, they ain't hurt nobody. Okay, wait till you get older. Their character that you're allowing them to develop right now, you're going to see they're going to embarrass you.
Oh, yeah.
And in her later years, when she got Alzheimer's and she was sick, guess what? The same son that was following her all over the place, taking food to the sick, feeding this one, feeding that one, and then, you know, going there and praying for this one, praying for that one. When she got sick, guess what he did? Quit his job, and he started doing it for her.
Amen.
And you know what was on the top of his list? Well, Mama used to do it for everybody else. And guess what bothered him?
What?
It didn't bother him that he quit his job and he couldn't work, I guess, for 4 or 5 years. None of that bothered him. Guess what bothered him? It bothered him that all those people that she went to visit, that she went to pray for, that she went to feed to make sure they were hungry, none of them came to the house.
Wow, that's terrible. Terrible.
And you know what the excuse was? I didn't want to see Apostle Dubois like that.
Oh, please.
That was their excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That was the excuse. And I'm telling you, he sat there for those 4 years because from the time that she said, I'm just going to the market around the corner. She went to the market. She couldn't find her way back home. And he said, Mom's been gone a long time. He ran down there. And there she was, sitting in the parking lot. He said, Mama, you okay? And she was looking at him, just looking at him. He said, Mama, come on, let me take you home. And he stayed there with her those years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called and kept calling. I said, hey. Because, look, I'm so selfish. I was calling because I needed Pastor Dubose's advice and her prayers. And so I'm calling. And the nurse lady, when he goes out to do groceries, somebody comes in there for an hour. And she gets on the phone and said, no, I can't. I said, what is going on? And they wouldn't let me talk to her. Then she said, well, here's his son. Her son, she can tell you. He can tell you. And when he got on the phone, I said, I need to speak to Pastor Duvo, Apostle Duvo. He said, Mama's not, who's this? And I told who I was, and he knew the name. He saw me, but he didn't see me because God didn't let him see me because I was married at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Minister Washington, Mama can't come to the phone. He says, she got Alzheimer's. I said, okay, let me speak to her one quick second. He said, well, she has Alzheimer's. And, you know, I'm so crazy, I didn't even know what Alzheimer's was. I said, okay, well, let me speak to her for a second. And because I was so adamant about speaking to her, he went and got her. I said, just put the phone, give her the phone. He gave her the phone, knowing she had Alzheimer's and hadn't spoken all year or whatever. And when he put the phone to her ear, now I didn't know he was doing this. I thought she was just taking the phone because I didn't know what Alzheimer's was. And so he put the phone to her ear, and I said, hey, Pastor Duval, just talking like the woman was okay. I didn't even know. And she said, yeah. And Stephen is looking at her like, she's talking. I just have to move the ball. What did God tell you to do? Now, guess what? I wasn't saying that on my own accord. I said what the Spirit of the Lord put in my spirit to say. Because I didn't know nothing. And she said, he told me to write it down. I said, he did? Get a phone to your son. And she didn't have to give it to him because he was holding the phone. I said, she need a piece of paper and a pen. She need to write it down. God told her to write it down. And I know Stephen was probably going, what is wrong with this girl? So he gave the pen to her and the paper to her. And then I said, what's she write? He said, she wrote her name. I said, look at God. He was trying to remind her who she was.
Amen. Praise God.
Your mind may be gone, but I'm not.
That's right.
I'm still with you. You are still my child.
Amen.
And I tell you, Stephen told me she wouldn't talk to you and doing all. And God sent me down there, and y'all know the story. We took care of her, and he went out and got a job. The city hired him. All those years he was trying to get a job with the city, he ain't never got a job until I came And God freed me up to take care of his mother so he could go get that city job. I'm trying to tell you, it matters what you're doing right now.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's showing people, let me back up, it's showing God your character.
Mm-hmm.
So God knows who he can trust with what. But he already knew that. He's just allowing you to see you
That's
cannot
right.
be trusted mm-hmm. with what I have to give.
Yes.
So, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, right? Hot off the press. So when you look at Pastor Kathy and you go, how'd she get to be a pastor? Her character was developed when she was young. And I watched her. She showed her, oh, my goodness, glory to God. She showed herself to be faithful. At 12 years old, she was feeding a young girl that was eating out of the trash. Did you do that? No. Don't question me about who I allow to do the works of my Father. Because you were not there. You didn't see when I said to them, eat this, and they ate. And it wasn't because it was communion. They had a desire to eat. And now I have a desire to feed them.
Mm.
Yeah. I ate, and now I'm doing the feeding.
Amen.
Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. And God is saying, eat this. So you won't hunger again. You won't thirst. You know what that means? You won't going around saying, oh, my God, it's 12 o'clock. I got to eat something. I done been all day without eating.
That's a... That's
because
the first
you'll
thing
know.
I said when I walked
you know, in. You'll know. You don't have to worry about eating. The Holy Ghost will let you know
mm-hmm.
when it's time to get something to eat.
Amen.
You ain't going to starve. You ain't going to be so thirsty you pass out.
No.
I tell you, we got a mother, and I'm never going to stop telling her story. Apostle Mother Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
If that lady could stay in that house that she was in for 2.5-3 years mm-hmm. and not come out and get no sunshine, and God kept her, God will keep you for an hour because you missed a meal.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes,
you got to stay focused as to what's important to the Father. It's not
mm-hmm.
your will be done, but thy will be done.
That's right.
So eat this. Eat the bread of life.
Life. Yes.
The word of God. Because that food is not like Chinese food in another hour till you're hungry again.
Yes.
You start eating this, it's going to sustain you all throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
Eat this. Amen. God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. Wonderful, wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise. Amen. And truly, truly, we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come back with the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen? Praise God.
Amen. I got to tell you this before I do the call to salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It used to bother me when I get on the line. And no one would be there to hear me preach. And I'm preaching my heart out, and I'm running up and down, and I'm sweating, and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But because I began to eat more of this,
yes,
now it doesn't bother me. Because not only is he developing me, my
mm-hmm.
goodness, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He is preparing a table. There will be so many at that table that I'll be looking out going, oh, my goodness.
How am
I? He says, but let me finish developing you before I let them see you.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did have, you had two callers.
I did?
But you know, they always leave after you finish the word. It was 708-475-2693 and available number.
Wow. 708-265. Huh.
No, 708-475.
475. Bless the Lord. Okay, then.
Amen.
You know why? Because I've been eating more of this,
yes.
And I understand that it's building character. He's developing me.
Oh,
my goodness. So it doesn't bother me anymore to get on and nobody's going to see. I haven't been asking you, who was on the line? No, I don't got past that now.
Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, they're on
awesome,
Facebook.
Awesome, awesome thing.
Yes.
You know how awesome it is? That he gave us a platform to get ready on.
Woo, come on now.
Huh? And you ain't got to worry about everybody looking at you, they arms folded, and you too scared to preach good, like I did when I first started. And he says, okay, I can't let them see you no more until you're ready. I've got to develop you more.
Yes.
And then came Rock Talk Radio, and he developed me. And he's still developing me.
Still developing you more and more each time.
Still developing me.
Amen.
It does not stop.
Yes.
He is always teaching, showing us how to do it better, how to get it to the people on their level. So
yes.
We bless God. And all of you out there that have not given your life to Christ, it is not too late.
Amen.
It is not too late. God is saying, I've been waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you. I'm going to continue to wait for you.
Yes.
You have got to want what I have to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it, he's saying, come to me right now. Say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And after you prayed that prayer and you confess that you're a sinner and you invite him to come into your life as your Lord and Savior, I promise you, he's looking at you right now saying, come on in, my daughter. Come on in, my son. I've been waiting for you.
Praise be to God.
Because he loves us that much that he is long suffering.
Yes.
Yeah. Patient enough to wait till we decide we want to come in. Just pray that when we do decide to come in, that it's not too late.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, once your eyes close and your breath is taken out of your body, it's too late.
That's right. Too
late. Your destination has already been decided.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you got breath in your body, and you can open up your mouth and receive Christ, why don't you make a conscious decision to do that now before it's too late?
That's
and I'm
right.
telling you, if anybody ever been to Ryan's or Golden Corral or any of those places and they got that sweet butter bread all hot and fresh on the table, oh, my goodness, and it tastes so good. And you're like, is the bread sweet? No, it's the butter that's sweet. But it tastes so good, it's all melting on the bread. Guess what? Coming to Christ is way better than that.
Better than that.
Way better than your favorite meal. Nothing tastes better. Nothing tastes better than our Lord and Savior and him manifested in his word. Come on now. That's good stuff. We thank all of you for tuning in tonight, however you found fit to tune in. We thank God and we pray that everybody under the sound of my voice got something out of it tonight. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
How you continue to come and show your love for us.
Yes.
You care enough about us to be concerned where we spend eternity, and for that we are forever grateful. Forever grateful for every time you chastise us, for every time you correct us, oh God. We know that you have told us you do it because you love us. He chastises the ones that he loves. And every time we get chastised, we are so grateful because we recognize you do love us. You are concerned about us. So
yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you continue to let this word ponder in the hearts of your people, oh God, that it would give them strength. It would deliver them. It would destroy yoke. It would be everything they needed to be right
yes.
when they need it.
Amen.
So we thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. We ask
Amen.
All of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God
Amen.
Bless you, dear heart.
God bless you, and thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. I'm about to go get some rest now.
Woo-hoo! I hear that. Give my love to Pastor
already?
Stephen. Yes, I went and visited with her today.
Oh my God.
I spent the whole evening with her.
So she already moved.
Yeah, I told you on the 7th.
She is a happy camper.
Yes, she is. And I went there, and she was so, I'll tell you, we were so happy to see each other. And, you know, it was just so beautiful. And I went down, and I got her lunch and brought it back up so she didn't have to go down to the dining room. And we sat there, and we talked, and we watched videos.
Her balcony.
Oh, yeah, Bubba. It's too cold to go on that balcony, honey.
Yeah, I know, but she got it. She got it. I know it's too cold to go out there, but she got it.
She's already saying when the springtime comes that she and I can go out there and just sit on the terrace. And
oh, my goodness, how wonderful is
sun,
that?
Fresh air. Yep.
I know she was happy to see you. Oh, my goodness.
She was. I tell you, we were happy to see each other because it's been two and almost 3 years since we've seen each other. Three years.
Oh, yeah, but she was stuck in the house, huh?
Right. Absolutely. But
wow.
It's amazing.
I'm so glad.
Already, you know, already she looks stronger. But, you know, she's still weakened with the walking and stuff. It takes her longer to get from point A to point B. But all in due time, once she starts physical therapy, then she'll get better in her walking.
Does she have a walker or how does she get around?
Yes, she has a walker. She has a wheelchair there. They lend her a wheelchair until she get one of her own.
You know what? Not only the wheelchair, her family, everybody should get together. I'm going to suggest that. Everybody should get together, put money in so that they can go get her. You know those chairs that they take when they go to the store and they sit in a chair and the chair rolls around and then they can get up and get behind it and push their groceries in it.
Oh, you're talking about those kind of walkers, yeah.
Yeah, because she can sit in it when she's tired.
Yeah, when she gets
tired.
And
then get up, and then, you see what I'm saying? So it's and then they got a basket underneath where she can get her groceries if she wanted to go to the store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, because we know, even though her legs is trying to act up, we know that God is still in the business of healing.
Oh, yes, he is. Absolutely.
And the first part of her healing is that she made it over to a place where she can get some sunshine.
Yes, absolutely. And she can see. She has such a beautiful view. You know,
oh, my goodness.
She has windows from one end to the other end, and then she has the terrace door where she can, you know, go outside on the terrace. But her view is so beautiful, even though she's on the third floor, but she still could see outside and, you know, and stuff, and beautiful trees. Well, the trees
and
above.
And then, too, they have an elevator, she said.
Yes, it's an elevator building, and they have so many apartments, I got lost because I didn't know where it was. You know, I was going around in a circle, but her room is, as you come off the elevator, is going towards the right side. So she's all the way down by K.
That's okay. She still got an elevator, and they was kind enough to lend her wheelchair.
Yeah, and they have beautiful dining area downstairs. They have beauty parlor. They have movie room where they can go and they're showing the Christmas.
Wow.
And then she can mix and mingle with the people down there.
And guess what? That is what's going to heal her.
Yes. She's going
to
be
because
among
she has all of that available to her and people to talk to. That is going to, what God is going to use to heal her. Being able to go to the movies, do whatever she wants. Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy for her.
She has a beautiful room. You know, I love her kitchen. She has like a round countertop and thing, but they don't allow them to cook. They have microwaves. And then she can go down.
They can cook while she go get her little food and heat it up when she want or whatever.
If you see the food that they cook there for them, oh my goodness, I would never cook. They have nutritious food. Today for her lunch, she had fried tilapia with rice and carrots.
And I know she loved every bit of it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, she just says it's a little bland, but it's okay because they can't put, you know, seasonings. But I told her to get her some Mrs. Dash. So once she gets to Mrs. Dash.
I was going to say, if she had a little Mrs. Dash, or even if she had a little bit of ketchup or black pepper, that's all she needs.
And a little sea salt. They have the sea salt.
Yeah, and then when they get her, when she gets her home, she can just sprinkle a little bit on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am so happy for her. That is good news.
Yeah, because I stayed with her from 12 to 5, and then Pastor went and he stayed with her. I don't know if he's still there or not, but he came to relieve me.
Oh, and the thing is, all of y'all live in the Bronx now, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're all in pretty much in the same area. She's just three blocks away from Pastor, so he walked.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I took a cab because she's a distance from where I am.
Yeah, it sounds like it's close. 10 minutes in a car.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's 40 minutes walking. I know.
10 minutes in the car. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's 40 minutes if you try to walk it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he walked.
I am so glad she got to visit with you. You got to visit with her, and I'm so glad.
Absolutely.
Oh, I feel so much better just knowing she settled in.
Yes.
And she probably don't have as much stuff as she had when she was in that other place.
No, you can't. I mean, she don't. It's a nice size, but you can't put too much of furniture.
Yeah, they don't want you to clutter it up.
There.
So I'm
glad. No clutter.
That she's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to have a whole bunch of stuff around. Because, you know, some of that stuff will keep you sick, too. Cause you
absolutely.
Got too much papers and all kind of stuff. So I'm glad she had to get rid of all that stuff.
Yes.
I'm really thankful for what God has done for her. And I'm glad you got a chance to visit her today. That was wonderful.
Me too. Yeah.
Have you guys heard anything back on your daughter?
No, we Tuesday we have 13th Monday we have an appointment to see the doctor, and
okay,
he's gonna explain everything about the tests and whatnot, you know.
Okay, well we'll be praying.
All
right, I love you. Gotta run.
Love you too.
Take care.
All right, you too. Praise God. Okay. Let me see, let me just play out this. the shout? Where is the shout? By the time I find the shout, it'll be over with.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.